This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Republican leadership in the Michigan House is trying to find some missing money. The House Republican Campaign Committee raised a lot of money for candidates in the last election cycle, but cannot account for all of it. Joining me now are Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta and from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, Craig Mauger, who've been investigating this together. How much money is missing?
Well, it looks like it's about $100,000, $103,000. That's what we found out as the result of a Freedom of Information Act request for communications between the committee and the Secretary of State's office, plus some highly placed sources that confirm the numbers.
Craig, I understand the committee spent something like $4 million during the last election cycle. If that's the case, we're talking about 2.5% of the funds, and I got to tell you, my checkbook could be off 2.5% on any given month.
So why we're is pretty this confident it is, Lester?
Why is we have this sources there as well.
Why is this a big deal?
This is a big deal because state law requires political committees to make sure that their reporting to the public is accurate. And if you start saying, well, they were just off by 2.5%, that undermines the entire disclosure process that we have in this state. The process is supposed to ensure that every dollar these committees spend is just about tracked and the public has the ability to look at it, judge where it went, and see if it was spent in a way that the public is okay with or not. That's what disclosure is about.
Yeah, $100,000 is, you know, it's an ad buy. It's a lot of brochures, radio spots. It could be a couple of campaign salaries.
Right, and all those things occurred to me as well. And I also thought, you know, PACs and committees donate to other PACs and committees a lot.
Yeah.
Could this just be a matter of omission?
Well, that's actually where the House Republican Campaign Committee gets a lot of its money, is just from donations from other political committees.
Yes.
That are led by political figures.
So what's being done to track down this $100,000 or so?
Yeah, so House Speaker Tom Leonard has ordered a financial review. I think it's a financial review. Some people are classifying as an audit to figure out what happened with this money, to figure out what kinds of spending didn't show up in the reports. And then once they figure out among their own team what happened here, they're going to take that information to the Secretary of State's office and say, here are the mistakes we made. And the Secretary of State's office will probably, what we've seen before, is levy some type of penalty for not reporting properly. That's what most likely will happen.
So they're auditing themselves. They're not bringing in an independent auditor.
Right. That this is an internal audit. They've hired an attorney, Eric Doster, who's a well-known Republican attorney here in Lansing. And one of the benefits of reporting this is now this isn't happening in the dark, that everyone knows this and they're going to want to know details of the results of the audit and what the State Bureau of Elections decides to do about it.
I understand both the current Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, and the previous Speaker, Kevin Cotter, had roles in this House Republican Campaign Committee. Who was on watch when this money went missing?
That is a question that is somewhat outstanding as to whom.
That's a big question.
Yeah, it's a huge question as to who will ultimately take the blame for this. And it will be a question that I'm sure different sides may have different takes on, but this audit that is currently ongoing will probably point the finger somewhere, I would think.
And what kind of timeline are we talking about, Rick?
I think we're thinking that maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think they're expecting the audit to be wrapped up somewhat soon. What happens when it's completed? Does that become a public document? Those are all things that we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, right. It's a party. It's not open. It's not government. It's party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, but they are certainly connected to the government. That they're how the government becomes the government.
We'll have a really good idea about what the audit found by. They're going to have to file amended campaign finance reports that show where the mistakes were, and the public is definitely supposed to see those amendments, and it deserves to see those amendments.
That's Michigan Campaign Finance Network's Craig Mauger and Michigan Radio's Rick Pluta. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.